Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Thanks for joining me for another Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. Here, we're going to showcase a company that is doing a cannabis decontamination system with near zero impact on cannabinoids. Cleaning cannabis with a cold process does not degrade cannabinoids or affect water content. And great for cultivators leveraging a customizable solution that can definitely pass microbial testing without sacrificing product quality or brand integrity. That brand is XR Pure. Website is xrpure.com. And I'm joined on the program by the founder, managing director, Jeff Adams, and national sales director, Joseph Banchieri. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on.
Thank you for having us. Glad to be here, Jorge.
Absolutely. Now, this big news story coming out for your team is that you've partnered with Strangford Consulting to move into the Canadian market. That's what we want to go and focus on first off. So, the Strangford roots come from Northern Ireland, and you're looking to go into this thing in this partnership, which is a specific strategic motivation. So talk to me about this partnership, how it uniquely positions your company to navigate Canada in a very regulatory complex and this provincial distribution landscape, which is also just more or less a hodgepodge of what's going on compared to the more traditional sales approach. I mean, this is a very difficult market to go ahead and navigate and tread through. So tell me about what was the reason for Canada being the right place to go?
We felt it was important to have a veteran in that market. Alan Cook is the head of Strangford Consulting. He's been around for a long time, knows all of the large cannabis companies in Canada very well. For us as XR Pure, we started about 2.5 years ago, put our first machine on the market. And as a small company, we wanted to make sure that we had our legs underneath us, that the product was good and all of that. And so we started in the United States. And now it's time for us to expand not only to Canada, but internationally. We see Canada as a springboard to especially the rest of Europe and other places. So we get equipment in Canada. Many of the Canada producers export to Western Europe. And so we took some time to make sure that our equipment could meet all of the regulatory and safety regulations there. We've got that done. We're certified, and so now we're moving into that market and eventually across the pond as well.
And Joseph, in the same end for the sales strategy, we're going in a different direction here. And what is being allowed in Canada? Give me a little bit of background on that.
Well, first of all, Canada is federally legal, so there's a lot more that they're able to do in Canada as far as move product around the country. And not only that, they are exporting to other countries as well. So they need our machine to help to make sure that the product is sterile and pure for shipment to other countries. So it's pretty much necessary.
So now this X-ray decontamination is going to help process products in their final packaging without compromising quality. So I hadn't seen where that's been done, where you get to that final process after all the cultivation is done and you're ready to good harvest and get work out of that yield. Talk to me about how this technology is able to go ahead and target and neutralize the microbial contaminants. So yeast, mold, bacteria that we know that a lot of other companies have done through RFID tagging or just various other methods to try to go ahead and go through the process of making the products compliant. At the same time, preserving cannabinoids and terpenes. And is there anything you can tell me about, data or studies, third party you might have had that help to substantiate the claims for those Canadian producers highly focused on product potency and flavor?
Sure. Several things in that question. First of all, our machine is an X-ray machine. X-ray has the capability to penetrate through the entire product, whether it's in just a loose, dried state, as most of our customers treat it in that state, or also in final packaging. We have a lot of customers now treating pre-rolls or other things even in their final Mylar packaging to make sure that they're sterilized in that package and then not getting recontaminated from downstream processes. But X-ray, with its ability to penetrate, can treat in any of those environments, unlike some other technologies who might need, be a surface treatment or need actual, air access to the product in order to decontaminate it. We can do it inside of the packaging. And then you asked, how does X-ray technology actually decontaminate? The interesting thing about an X-ray is the size of an X-ray is almost exactly the same size as a DNA strand inside of one of the microbes that you mentioned, mold or mildew. Let's take a mold spore, for example. And so it decontaminates because the X-ray can impart energy to that DNA strand and basically break it apart or break its chemical bonds. Once that DNA is broken, then the mold can no longer replicate, it can no longer grow, and it's sterile at that point. It doesn't, though, happen, for the entire amount of microbials that are in there all at once. It does take a little bit of time. A typical treatment in one of our XR Pure machines takes between an hour and a half and 2.5 hours, depending on the power level of the machine and how you choose to run the machine. So we can do 15 to 20 pounds at one time, and again, between an hour and a half and 2.5 hours per cycle, and those cycle times can be adjusted based on what you're doing. Something like trim that's more dense is going to take a little bit longer. Big fluffy A-buds are going to take a shorter time, and we help our customers dial those in. When we come and set up the equipment, we'll run several different kinds of products and do dosimeter measurements on all of those to make sure that we're getting the right recipe and the right amount of treatment for each different kind of product.
Now, on the two decontamination systems, X-ray decontamination systems you have, if I direct people to the website, xrpure.com, xrpure.com, and look for that area on X-ray decontamination systems, you have to... machines here, the XR16, XR12, real quickly, just how much are you able to go ahead and fit to examine and evaluate in each of these machines because of the sizes? The XR12 is smaller, XR16 is bigger. Can you give me an idea of just how much can be put in to be decontaminated?
Sure. Actually, the two machines are exactly the same size.
Oh.
The difference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And so they hold the same amount of product. The difference between the 12 and the 16 is the X-ray tube inside and the power level that the X-ray tube runs at. And so it's 12 kilowatts versus 16 kilowatts with those X-ray tubes. And the 16 will do the same amount of product, it just runs it faster. The 16 is delivering X-ray dose at a faster rate than the 12. And so it's more appropriate maybe for a large grower, maybe an MSO, somebody who's really concerned about getting as much throughput as they possibly can in any given amount of time. And the XR12 would be a little bit slower process, but they're both just as effective.
So now, with that, what's the difference in timing, if you can give me that?
Yeah, so it's kind of what I mentioned before. An XR16, we can do a 15 to 20 pound batch in 1.5 hours. And then an XR12 will do the same size batch in 2.5 hours.
Wow. Okay. I wanted to make sure I heard that again. That's a real significant change in difference. Now, the other part is the technology you have behind this, that your company is actually subsidized by Varex Imaging Corporation, which is a leader in X-ray imaging components. So, you know, you have somebody that's in there with that proprietary technology to put this into these machines. So is there anything else you can tell me about in terms of how this can really gives you a competitive advantage in research development, manufacturing efficiency, future product development? And, you know, was that one of the reasons because of this association that led to this, these systems being made?
Yes, absolutely. So Varex Imaging is the largest manufacturer of X-ray tubes in the world and has been into X-ray technology for 75 years. So they're really considered a world leader in technology as well as the ability to produce tubes. And so that's really the heart and soul of our system, is that 12 or 16 kilowatt tube. Just for comparison, any other manufacturers out there, the most powerful tube that's out there besides ours is a 6 kilowatt tube. And so other manufacturers, in order to try to match our capability and match our power, they're using 2, 3, 4 X-ray tubes in the same machine to try to get up to that higher power level, which we can achieve with just one tube. And just one tube, just by the law of statistics, will make that machine more reliable, right? Only one thing to break, not four things to break. And so we've got a great track record of reliability. We call our system fantastically simple. It's a very simple setup, and it promotes reliability and great results with the power that we can achieve there.
One last question for both of you. So you did recently commission a nationwide survey in the U.S. underscoring the need for greater awareness around cannabis decontamination and compliance. I talk about here on this program, Blunt Business, on a regular basis. So this is very important. I want to know what findings from that study that you found out in the U.S., you know, how it translates to the Canadian market and Canada's more mature and federally regulated framework, because, you know, they might have more steps. You would imagine because of a federal framework, it's a universal framework of what compliance is supposed to be, what their standards are supposed to be set at. Now, from a standpoint for the USA, is that something that's going to be made public for the cultivators down here to go and take a look at and realize, okay, we need to shape up a bit more? And, you know, if we're seeing some surprising or critical findings, I want to ask Joe, what is it you say to those Canadian people that are those Canadian cultivators that are looking at, okay, why is this company coming into Canada to go and tell us about this when they're seeing the inferiority of where they come from?
So the survey basically just asked people, you know, do you consume cannabis on a regular basis? And do you think cannabis should be decontaminated? And interesting enough, over 90% of the respondents said that they believe cannabis should be decontaminated, especially medical cannabis, which was an even higher percentage. Over 92% said medical cannabis should be decontaminated. The other part of the question is not just should it be decontaminated, but should producers disclose on their packaging whether or not it's decontaminated? And again, 9 out of 10 people believe that that should be the case. So that's an interesting difference to what we see in the market, because sometimes even our own customers, they don't want to tell their consumers that they are decontaminating, not because it's a bad thing to do, but because there's this stigma out there, this idea out there that, you know, treating cannabis with some kind of decontamination technology, specifically X-ray, somehow harms the product, or somehow makes it worse for you, or makes it not natural, or whatever, which is completely false. But again, you know, public opinion doesn't always follow facts or science, right? And so we're trying to change that perception through our customers. We would actually love it if our customers advertised that they are using X-ray technology to decontaminate, because they can guarantee their customers that they're getting a clean product through that decontamination process.
And Joe, like I said, the question I was asking you was taking this information and bringing it to the Canadian market, if it's something that helps to go ahead and have understanding that, you know, it's a different framework there. But at the same time, we can see how much there is that needs to be done to correct decontamination when there's so much support for that process. And how do you talk to those Canadian businesses?
Well, to answer that question real quick, they can move product around in Canada. They've got different, they've got like gamma facilities that they could ship it off to, stuff like that. But that gets stuck in queue. That gets, you know, there's time for that. And people would rather have an in-house machine to be able to handle their product. And it's going to be more efficient for them time-wise and stuff like that. So I think that's how we fit in that area. And then to piggyback off of the questionnaire that we did, that Jeff was talking about, and then a little bit about myself, I've been a plant advocate for over 20 years, and I really care about this plant. I believe in the X-ray technology versus other technologies that are out there, such as RF, ozone, and even gamma, E-beam, stuff like that. I feel like those are harsher treatments. And that also can affect the integrity of the plant. And that's why I think X-ray is the best technology for this.
Wonderful. I appreciate you both taking time to go and talk to me about all this. So the XR16, XR12 systems available at xrpure.com. And before we wrap things up, as we send people to their website, Jeff, real quickly, what should they go ahead and know at the last bit of details for anybody that is looking to go ahead and invest in one of your systems?
Probably the best thing to know is that we have a leasing program, and we've done that because we know that capital is hard to come by in the cannabis industry. And so for most customers, we're able to qualify them and able to lease them a machine so that it's easier for them to get into this kind of technology and just make a monthly payment rather than a big payment for and pay for a full machine right up front.
Thank you again, both gentlemen. Jeff Adams, founder and managing director, and Joseph Benchieri, National Sales Manager of XR Pure. Again, website is xrpure.com. Thank you both, gentlemen, for being on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jorge.